Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast with your host, Mike Campion. If you are passionate about the cleaning industry, you are in the right place. Love what you hear? Spread the word and tell the cleaning world this is the place to be. Want more? Check out www.growmycleaningcompany.com for free online video trainings, free ebook downloads, free blog posts, and of course, all the podcast episodes. Everything you need to grow your cleaning company is at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. And now, on with the show.
Hello, Cleaning Nation. So glad to be with you once again. Welcome to the place that you will find everything you need to have the cleaning company you've always wanted, the cleaning company that you deserve. If you want to be a guest on the show, if you've got questions for me, if you want to hire me to speak at your next event, all of that is through our producer, Natalie. You can get a hold of her at nat@growmycleaningcompany.com, or you can give us a call at 480-648-5149. Do it right now. We love hearing from you, Cleaning Nation. Today, we are chatting with Kenneth Henry from ReadyMades. ReadyMades has been serving the San Francisco East Bay area with commercial, residential, and move-in, move-out services for the last year. If you want to reach out to Kenneth and his team, you can hold them at www.readymadescs for ReadyMades Cleaning Service, I'm assuming, .com. Kenneth, welcome to the show. Tell us about how you got in the cleaning business.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Pleasure.
Yeah, basically the way I got into the show was, as I'm expanding the business now, I was really looking for something I can get involved in or something that could answer my questions. I literally typed in, how do I grow my cleaning business? And there you popped up. So I started listening to a lot of the podcasts and really got hooked, like you say, it's that gateway drug.
Beautiful, man. So glad to have you a part of Cleaning Nation. How did you get involved in the cleaning business itself?
Yeah, so something I don't mention or you can't tell from my name, but I'm actually first generation in the U.S. from Costa Rican. So basically my mom and dad came here from Costa Rica and they started working. My mom started as a cleaner and started her own business, which she purchased back in 93. So this was ReadyMades Cleaning Services. And she's been running the show for the last 20-something years. And although I have a background in health education, I really found myself dabbling in business. So I really didn't want the 9-to-5. I knew that business would be the route I was going to take. And I decided to quit my job and my job search and really help her expand the business and really make this something that she's always envisioned it to be.
Man, if you've listened to the show for more than 17 seconds, you know that I have a soft spot and my favorite human beings in the world are people that are first generation from other countries where maybe the opportunity wasn't the same and come here and decide, you know what, I'm going to make something of myself. And that is, I love getting to talk to folks like that. And I'm honored to be able to serve you, Kenneth. So thank you for sharing your story. And shoot, let's just jump right in, man. How can I be of service to you today?
Yeah. So today I'm really having issues with my margins. I'm noticing that as I'm growing, I'm not making the margins necessary to really put back into the business, take care of overhead, etc. Our situation is we have two owners of the business. So my thing really is, how do I sell the value and have that put into the margins to really feel comfortable with my clients paying for our services?
All right, so when you say you have two owners, do you talk about you and your mom, or is there a third person?
No, just two of us, yeah.
Okay, you and your mom.
Mom and I.
All right, well, I love that. So, gosh, let's address the, I don't want to say the easy one, but kind of the quicker one first, and then we'll hit the bigger one. So I know that a portion of you, because I talk to you all, Cleaning Nation, day in, day out, I know that a portion of you have partners and have the same thing. Like, well, hey, if, you know, a good margin is, 20%, and we've got a company doing $500,000, well, we're making $100,000, which sounds great, but there's two of us. So now we're only making 50 grand each, and that doesn't sound, how do we compete with people with only one owner? Does that encapsulate your concern, or did I put words into your mouth? Or part of your concern, not the whole question?
That's exactly correct.
Okay. So the key piece of the pie that people that kind of do that math in their head are leaving out is, if you've just got two people and only one owner is active and the other owner is just taking a salary, you're just stuck. You've got to be a bigger company, and that's, you're just stuck with that. But the reality is, you've got a huge advantage over people that are single owner. So much of what I coach on is, I can't take a vacation. I can't take 2 minutes to work on my business. I'm constantly working in my business. The tremendous benefit you have having a partner and an owner that cares about the business just as much as you do is you can really divide and conquer. So if you need a day or a weekend with your family where you just don't think about the business to regenerate, that is a huge asset that you can just say, I'm taking a weekend, mom, you're in charge, or partner, whoever that is, you're in charge. I don't want to think about this business, and vice versa. Also, when you're like, hey, we've got to work on this project and I need a break. I can't deal with the day-to-day operations. I need a week to kind of take off from that. You can do that. So as long as you've got two owners, you should be growing twice as fast. So if it took you a year, and I don't know where you're at company-wise or how many employees do you have so far?
Right now, we just have one part-time that helps.
Okay, so it's the two of you and the part-time.
Cleaning, yeah.
Okay.
Correct.
So right now, it's still more of a job than, you know, kind of a, you're more self-employed with a decent paying job than business owner. But as you transition, and it shouldn't be as big of a deal, because if you're cleaning and she's cleaning, you just kind of get your own wages, right? But that's more the self-employed thing. When you transition to a business and you've got other people doing the work, you should be able to transition twice as fast and grow twice as fast. So again, the misnomer where you're going to get bit is the two of us can do the same work that one owner would do and we'll each get paid. Well, that's not true. You'll get paid half. But the reality is, with two owners, you should be able to grow profit and, you know, top line, gross sales, and bottom line, net profit. You should be able to grow them twice as fast because you've got two owners working where other people don't. So you've got to leverage that other person to be able to make the money. Or you're exactly right. You'll just be like, well, hey, when we start getting overhead, there's no money for either of us. So does that make sense that both people kind of have to pull their weight? And if you do that, you'll grow twice as fast and get, you'll be fine on margin. But if only one person is doing anything, the other person is not, yeah, you're right. That's not going to work in any partnership. Any questions on that before I move into margins as a larger conversation, as opposed to just with a partner?
No, that's perfectly clear.
Okay, cool. So once we get to margins, and this is, it's so funny that rarely do I have people ask that question, but it's one of the good questions to ask. When we do the lightning round, I would say one of the most popular answers of what's the biggest mistake that you've made is not charging enough for our service, right? We didn't do that. And it takes months or years to learn what they should charge for their service. So there's really only two ways that your margins can be bad or can be crunched. One is you're not charging enough, right? If there's no room for our overhead and profit, there's no room for overhead and profit. That's all there is to it. Two, you're charging enough, but it costs you too much to produce the service. For smaller companies where you're at, where you don't have layers of management and, you know, a day manager and a night manager, and, you know, I don't know if you pay for cars or not, in a big office, and, you know, sales manager, and all, you start getting all these people, sometimes the lack of margin can be, hey, we're spending too much to provide this service. Nine times out of seven at your level, it's you're not charging enough for the margin, right? Is that so? So are you comfortable if those are the only two problems that there's only two answers? One, you're not charging enough. Two, it's costing you too much to deliver the service, or even worse, both. Given that, do you have either of one of those that you're like, yeah, that's probably me and my company?
Yeah, definitely undercharging.
Okay, cool. So part of the problem, or I think the first part of the problem with undercharging, comes in when people kind of think, and I'm not saying this is you, but you can let me know if it is, Kenneth, or your mom. People come in thinking that they love their customers, not thinking that they love their customers. They do love their customers, and they want to take good care of them, which is all good. The bad part is they make a wrong connection. And this is so much with business owners. They think A, and A is true, but then they assume B, which is not true, and then everything else in their business is a mess. So many owners of cleaning companies figure, because I love my customers and I want to treat them well, if I charge them, and I'm doing huge air quotes here, if I charge them too much, then I'm screwing them, or I'm taking advantage of them, or they'll discover me for the imposter that I am, and they'll realize I'm not doing anything magical, I'm just cleaning, and cleaning's not worth that kind of money. Any of that sound familiar to you, or is this totally over your head, or you're like, no, that's not in our company at all?
Yeah, I've had situations where that's come up.
Okay, cool. So let me link that properly in your mind. The most profitable companies in the world right now, I'm going to go one and two because they keep changing. The most valuable companies would be Google and Apple. The reason they're most profitable is not because their customers hate them or feel like they're taking advantage of them or think that they're, you know, screwing them or charging too much. They are. Is it fair to say people love Google and people love Apple?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Some of the biggest margins in the freaking world. You know, these iPhones that are selling for $700 cost like $190 or something. Massive, massive margin. Massive margin. They have them all made overseas. Google, for crying out loud, is just selling air, right? They're just selling, you know, ones and zeros arranged in a certain pattern for, you know, you can get $100 a click nowadays, which is insane. $100 to post someone up on their search engine. For one, you know, imagine how many searches are done over time. So the reason that their margins are so dang good and their customers love them is because margin is what is required to serve your customer. So many of us fall for this. I want the cheapest price. If it's $2, I want it for a nickel. Like whatever your price is, I want it less. And some of our customers say that, but 90% of them don't feel that. What they feel is, I want a superior service. I want to feel like I'm getting taken better care of than my neighbor. I want to feel spoiled. I want to feel like you're giving time back. I want to feel like you're solving a problem. I want you to make my life easier or better somehow. That's what they really want. So as long as you're chasing that myth of, I just want the cheapest thing, no matter what, I don't care. The good thing is we're selling a luxury, right? When you're selling milk, it might be, well, I just want it the cheapest I can get it. I need milk for my baby, and that's it. But we're not selling milk. We're selling a luxury, right? Nobody needs cleaning. Everybody can do it on their own. The only reason they would pay somebody else is they want to be taken care of, right? They've got some sort of pain. Their pain isn't the dirty toilet, right? If I want milk, I don't have a cow. I have to go to the store. I have no option. Right. It's not like I'm just going to call, hey, Kenneth, can I borrow, you know, I need to go buy it. It's not a luxury. If I want milk, I have to pay someone with cows because I have no cows. That's that. For you, it's very different. People, offices, residential, commercial, doesn't matter. They can clean on their own. That's not the problem. The problem isn't they're like, this house is dirty and I have no clue what to do. Right. No one's called you and said, Kenneth, my house is a mess. I'm confused. Right. If I need brain surgery, I clearly have to call an expert. I don't know how to do that. So again, another missed connection mentally is we think because they know how to do it, it's not worth very much money. It's exactly the opposite. Because they know how to do it, they've got so much pain. They're going, yeah, I know how to do this, but I don't want to do it. I don't have the time. So that what that's showing is not that I have a dirty house and I need it cleaned, which is what everybody goes and sells. And that's where you get people trying to chinch you on price and get you to pay nothing. What they're really saying is the pain isn't my dirty house. The pain is I don't have the time to clean it. I don't have the emotional energy after working all day to clean it. I don't have the emotional energy after taking care of my husband and my kids or my wife and my kids to deal with this problem. So as soon as you move from I'm going to clean your toilet, and that's everyone knows that's a $5 an hour or $10 an hour task because everybody can do it. Stop selling that because you'll always fight on margin and move to I'm going to solve a problem that you have. All of a sudden the margins go up. So for me, when I help my customers, I charge a ton. And if I went into it thinking I'm going to talk with Kenneth on the phone for an hour and charge him $1,000 or whatever, that's insane. That's not worth it. But right, if I said, hey, Kenneth, you know, whatever, and I want to go over rates, but just let's call it $1,000. That's a ton of money. Give me $1,000 and I'll spend an hour or so on the phone with you. You'd probably go, are you out of your mind? I'm not paying $1,000. I talk on the phone for free all the time. But if I said, Kenneth, give me $1,000 and I'm going to transform your business, all of a sudden you're like, well, hold on. That might be very worth it. I'm very interested. Tell me more about that, right? So don't go in trying to sell talking on the phone, i.e. cleaning their house. Go in solving a problem, i.e. giving you time back with your family, making your business or your home a place that you want to be or your customers want to be, or is safe for your kids or healthy for your employees so they don't call in sick. Do you see the transformation I'm kind of putting together for you mentally?
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, that's the big thing. You've got to understand what you're selling. As long as you're selling the wrong thing, i.e. sweeping and dusting, it's really hard to get margin for that. Once you start selling the right thing, solving problems, giving back time, helping people out of overwhelm, improving their lives, now all of a sudden appropriate margins make sense. That's the philosophical part. Let's talk about the tactical part. And this will be the last, and we'll hit the lightning round. Another big mistake people make is, I couldn't ever charge $40 an hour, $50 an hour. I clean and it's not worth it. I don't have, quote unquote, a skill. So when they, especially when they start cleaning themselves and they're like, well, I'll just charge $20 or $25 an hour, because that's really good wages. I've never made $25 an hour before. Let me just charge that. And that'll be, you know, again, am I scratching where you itch, or have I gone on a tangent that's not resonating with you?
Oh yeah.
Okay. So yeah,
you're exactly where I need to be right now.
Okay, cool. And that means good, you know, I'm good that you and I are on track, but that also means Cleaning Nation and I are on track, because we want to help everybody. So the problem with that is again, you're making a huge poor assumption, right? If the assumption is there's two of us, how can we eat? You know, we're going to make half as much. You're just stuck, right? You'll never get past that until you have the kind of the light bulb go on of, yeah, but there's two owners. You have to leverage that. You can grow twice as fast. Or ideally, you've got what's called synergy, meaning you can grow three times as fast because, you know, in the Bible, there's a term of, you know, if there's one guy and he falls into a pit, he's stuck. But if there's two of you, the other guy can help you out of the pit. So there's synergy, right? Two people can accomplish more than one person, more than twice what one person can accomplish, right? There's synergy in teams. So one plus one, when you have teamwork, can equal three. That's the value. Once you start seeing that, you go, oh, I've actually got an advantage with my partner over people all by themselves. You know, if they fall into a pit, so to speak, in business, they have no one to get them out. Whereas I have my partner that I can lean on. The same exact thing has to, so that's the limited thinking that can stick you. The limited thinking here is, I'm getting paid $25 an hour to clean. That's a lot of money. The problem is you're overlooking, you're not getting paid $25 to clean. How did you get that account? Well, you had to, they probably called you on your cell phone, which cost you money, or responded to a website that you built, which cost you money, not only to build, but to maintain. And then you had to go out there, which cost you time, and you didn't get paid for that, or create a bid for them, whether you emailed or go out. That all costs time. And then some of them say no. So that was all just time wasted. So you don't clean 40 hours a week. First of all, you shouldn't be cleaning at all, but in the place that you're at, you're probably realizing with your business, like, I can clean 20, maybe 25 hours a week. And if I'm running a business that's growing, I have to do all these other things, right? So they're not paying the $25 an hour for you to clean. They're paying for a system. The same problem they have is it's overwhelming. And sometimes I don't want to clean, or I don't feel like cleaning. Well, guess what? Sometimes you don't feel like cleaning, but you've got to do it. You've got to be there. And if you're not there, you've got to get an employee, and that costs money and takes time. You have to have ads out and insurance and an office and overhead and supplies. And there's all this stuff that goes into it. So you're really fooling yourself when you think, I came for an hour and cleaned, and they gave me $25, therefore I made $25 an hour. It's like, no, when you put in all the expenses and time it really costs to provide that hour of cleaning, you probably made closer to $3 an hour. So you've really got to understand, when they pay you for that 1 hour of cleaning, they can't just pay for that. They have to buy all the other stuff, right? Like when I go to Apple and go, I just want to give you $180 for this phone, or I'll give you $200 so you can have $20 in margin. They go, whoa, 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 whoa. We've got $100 million in research and development. We've got a payroll of people that manage the supply chain to get that phone from China to here that costs, you know, $1 million a day just to keep running, or whatever the case may be. So they understand they're providing a result, and that's what they're charging you for. So the big thing is, you've got to move from, I'm just getting paid for this cleaning hour right now, because you're not. It takes so much more to provide that result. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. Before we hit the lightning round, any questions? I want to make sure you're comfortable on margins, and I've given you enough to go out there and start pricing appropriately. In Cleaning Nation, we've done a ton of podcasts on the physical. Here's how to actually do the numbers. We don't have time to get that into that now, but that's out there. Just check out the other podcasts. I'll try and put a link to one or two episodes. Any other questions before we hit the lightning round, Kenneth?
No, I mean, this was pretty straightforward. I mean, I'm in an area to where margins should be pretty high, and I'm not charging for the value that we do provide. So I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah. And for all of you in the United States, San Francisco, well, even globally, San Francisco is one of the wealthiest zip codes in the world. So absolutely, Kenneth, if you can't get margin, there's no chance for the rest of us. And I could just tell you on a personal note, I coach people that are getting excellent margins in that area, all up and down the West Coast from LA all the way up to San Francisco. So it's definitely not, quote unquote, the market that won't pay. They'll pay. I guarantee from personal experience, that is a great market to be in. All right, let's hit the lightning round. I'm going to give you three quick questions. You're going to give me three amazing answers. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received, Kenneth?
All right, best piece of advice, I'd say, on a business standpoint, I was always told to know my deal. And that really stuck with me every business job that I had, because if you don't know it, you're going to get sunk in one way or another. And on a personal note, I've heard this saying, and it just resonates so well with relationships. It's that even a broken clock is right twice a day.
All right, preach it. And I got to say, on the know your deal, it's funny, and from my perspective, that's really what we've been talking about this whole time, right? If you or Cleaning Nation is confused and thinking that they're providing hand in toilet or body behind vacuum, you don't know your deal, and you're never going to be able to price right. But once you understand your deal, you know what you're really selling and really offering, life gets better. All right, sorry. I promise I'm off my soapbox. Question number two, what's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business that we can all learn from?
Yeah, so, well, going off that know your deal topic, the biggest mistake I made was to put multiple big jobs together in a single day with one crew. With our crew, we spent, it was just dreadful, we spent 14 hours cleaning two big move-out homes, and, you know, towards the end of the day, quality goes down, and you have to pay the overtime, and it was just a mess, and when everyone's ready to go home, and yeah, it was a disaster. It was something that brought me to ask about the whole margin thing, because it was something that I realized the cleaner was getting paid more than I was. So yeah, definitely a big mistake I did. So I would never do that again.
And let me encourage you, Kenneth, and Cleaning Nation as a whole, that's not something we want to strive for or celebrate by any stretch, but everybody listening, including myself, that's been in business any manner of time has done that. So the goal is not to beat ourselves up or go, oh my God, we're so stupid or any of that stuff, because it doesn't help, but to just identify and move forward. So nice job on kind of understanding that and going, never again. We paid the tuition, let's move on. So thank you for sharing that, because that is absolutely a very common thread. Last question, Kenneth, what's one idea Cleaning Nation can put into practice today, right away before they go to bed, that will improve either their life or their business?
Yeah, one idea I would say would be definitely to write down any and all ideas that you have, whether it's throughout the day, have something on you that you can pencil down, whether it's your cell phone or a little notebook, because although you won't use all of your ideas, I've always found that some ideas have either been answered or have been a reoccurring theme, and I end up just incorporating it in the business.
Really smart. I like that, Kenneth. I think that's very wise of you, and that is so easy to implement right now. Kenneth, thank you for coming on the show. Thank you for sharing your passion, your experiences. I loved your lightning round. I appreciate you. I know that Cleaning Nation appreciates you. Cleaning Nation, if you want to check out Kenneth's show notes page and discover everything you need to grow your cleaning company, you'll find it all at growmycleaningcompany.com. Leave your questions, your comments, your rude remarks. I will see you there.
Congratulations! You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer Natalie at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.